Any indication that they applied their brakes at the time?
I don't have any of that info available right now.
Is 25 miles an hour a reasonable speed? Is there a speed limit?
There are speed limits on tracks, and there are classes of track, and I'm getting that information, and I'll know at that time whether the speed was appropriate. So I don't know exactly right now.
Do you know if the girls had to get off the track at all?
Could that cause a derailment, quickly braking? Going at roughly 25 miles.
Don't really want to comment at that because it may not be relevant at all here. Like I said, preliminary information was 25 miles per hour.
Have you ever seen that happen?
Ever seen it happen?
A derailment just by the blade brakes at the top of it.
Well, I'm just going to comment about what I find here right now. It's still real preliminary, so I don't want to go into comparisons to other derailments or things I've seen in my years of experience.
How much warning would the girls have had?
Pardon me?
How much warning would the girls have
had? I don't know of that either. I do know they were up there. Most of that information you might have available from the Howard County Police Department. I do know they were there.
Were they struck by the train?
There was a derailment here last year. Did you guys investigate that? Were there any conclusions as to what caused the derailment at this spot?
I'm not familiar with that information, but I don't recall an investigation here last year.
Where the girls were? Exactly.
No, I don't. Not at this time. I do not.
Were they struck by the train?
I don't know that either.
What goes into an investigation of this magnitude?
What goes into this investigation? Oh, let me go over it again real quick. I have a track expert coming out of Chicago. I got a mechanical engineer here. I've got an electrical engineer that knows signals and communication systems very well, as well as operations. So we look at every aspect of the railroad, how they operate their trains, the speeds, the grades of track, what the track maintenance is, the locomotive's maintenance. We look at all the equipment. The mechanical guy's up there looking at every car involved in this derailment. He'll look at every car, including the ones that didn't derail, on in through the night. We certainly look at the track structure. We'll look at the bridges. We'll look at everything that there is to look at. Turn over every stone. It's quite an expansive, thorough investigation. It takes quite a lot of time.
The video that you say you have, where did you get that video?
A lot of trains these days have a head-end camera pointing out forward of the train, and we've had some success in other investigations of gathering that type of video to help us look to see what they might have seen or not seen.
And you've downloaded that?
Have I downloaded it? No, I've not downloaded it. I've just taken possession of it all.
Is there even reports that there may be an engine in the river?
That's not true, no.
Thank you.
How long before this is moved out of the way?
That's a hard thing to say. Again, they happen very quickly. I mean, in a matter of seconds, all this happens. And it takes quite a lot of time to investigate them. And we need to get all our work done. The FRA is also here. CSX is here. FRA runs a parallel investigation with us. We share all the information. CSX is involved in the work that we're doing as well. That takes some time. The clearing of the parking lot, that's taking some time. That's the first priority, is to go through there. And then once my guys are done looking at equipment, we can start moving equipment.
Is there any clarity at all as to whether the girls were struck and then the train derailed, or the train derailed and then they were struck by a car? Is that at all?
Most of the information that you're looking for on the girls that were up there, the two individuals, I don't have at my disposal right now. I don't have factually determined much. Most of that information you can find from the Howard County Police Department. I think they're going to put out some statements, or have put out some statements and planned update throughout the day. But at this time, I'm still gathering that information myself, and going to be discussing that with some of our investigators. So I really don't have some concrete.
Independent of a mechanical failure, could an emergency stop of a loaded train on a corner like this be enough to cause a derailment?
I don't know that. It's a whole lot more than just a hard stop, as you're talking about. There's a lot that goes into it. Weight of the train, length of the train, curvature track, all these kinds of things. And all that's just now being looked at. So
we'll take one more question, folks.
What time did it happen?
Parking lot over on the other side.
Just after midnight. I'm sorry? The equipment that it derailed in that area and the coal are being moved, and the cars are being moved, the automobiles.
No more victims in any case.
I haven't heard of anything yet.